The congregation may be seated. I know most of them are in Sunday school, but come on down, girls. Uh-oh, someone's not a happy camper today. I'm sorry. All right, I have a question for you. Do you know what my name is? What? Pastor Steve, all right? My name is Steve, all right? All right? Do you know what my name means? Steve comes from Stephanos, which means one who wears a crown. Do I look important like that? Thank you for your honesty. There we are. Do I look like I'm a king? No, I don't. No, I don't. I realize that. All right? And so there are some people in the world who get to wear crowns. And even though my name says I should, I don't do that. But today, what we celebrate is that all of us in here, all of us in churches like this around the country and around the world, we have a king, right? And it's not King Steve. Nope, no. Jesus is our king. Jesus is the one who looks at you and loves you so much that he forgives you, that he helps you, that he stands by you all the time. That's what our king does. Right? Our king doesn't go sit on a big fancy chair. Yeah, that's an uncomfortable chair, by the way. You don't want to sit on that one if you don't have to. All right? Nope. Jesus does not sit on a throne. Jesus does not do anything like that. Jesus doesn't even wear a crown. Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. He was willing to die for you. And he stays by you every day. That is our good king. So, even though my name says I should have a crown, I'll make sure that I don't wear a crown and instead follow Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being our king. We thank you for loving us, caring for us, forgiving us, and standing by us. Be with us this day, Lord, and we thank you for that day. Amen. You guys have a great morning.